Cat ima numiu, fidulus diven lang the moon, copsia omeng and frauti, angea litfia le natvi pamas sanume zamarunge. Hello students, this is Stephen Lang again, also known as Omeng and Frauti, bringing your lessons of the sounds of the Na'vi language. First, the vowels. Na'vi has seven basic vowel sounds. There are many different dialects of English, so chances are you pronounce some of these words differently than I do. In the case that your pronunciation does differ, try to go off of what you hear me say instead. First, there is the I sound, which is E. E. This is the sound I use in the word machine. E. Next is the what's called the grave I sound. This is the I with the slant mark over it, and this is I. I. This is a sound I use in the word bit or sit. Next, the E sound, e. E. This is the E sound in then. E. Now the umlaut A, that's the A with the two little dots over it. A. A. This is like the sound in cat. A. Now the regular A sound, the ah, ah, this doesn't actually exist on its own in any English words in most dialects, but it can be found at the start of vowel sounds in words like our or in the phrase how now brown cow, ah. The O sound is pronounced o, o. This is another sound that does not happen on its own in most English dialects, but it is the start of a vowel sound in O, or below, O. Finally, the U sound. This can actually be pronounced two different ways, as U or as U. Like in the English words, good or food. U, U. Now with these two pronunciations, you can always pronounce something as U. That is always an acceptable pronunciation. However, if it's in a syllable that ends in a consonant, then you can also pronounce it as U. For example, you have to say Palulukan because those syllables don't end in consonants, but you could say Tsun or Tsun. If in doubt, just stick with the U sound and say Tsun. While all the vowels in Na'vi appear in some form in English, some of them can be tricky. For example, A, A, I, O, and E never end a word in English, but they can in Na'vi. This can be a bit odd at first, and an English speaker might be tempted to add an extra sound at the end of the word to make it feel more natural. For example, instead of saying e, saying a. This can be a hard habit to break. Also, since a and o never appear on their own in English, it can be very tempting to try and pronounce them as you are comfortable with, turning o into o and a into ao. Now, Na'vi syllables can be based off of more than just a vowel. Na'vi also does have sounds like ao from English, or what we call diphthongs. There are four of these in Na'vi. The first is ao, as in our, ao. That's A-W, ao. Next is I, A-Y, as in the English word I, I, I. Then there are two that start with e. Unfortunately, there's no English words that actually have this sound. There is close, but not exact. However, they are just like the first two, except they start with e. So that makes them eu and a. Eu, a. Finally, sometimes Na'vi can actually use consonant in place of a vowel. There are two such cases of this happening. The first is an r, which when used in this manner becomes a trilled r, as in Now, I know a lot of people have difficulty with trilling their R's, and I'm not going to get into that here. There are many different methods, and some might work for some people and others might work for others, and to be honest, I don't know what does and doesn't work because I'm one of the people that learned to trill when I was young, and I haven't had a problem with it. So I could not really give a lot of good advice. If you search online, you'll find a lot of methods, so find one that works for you and work with it. With practice, most people can learn to trill their R's, no matter how impossible you think it might be. The second occurrence of a consonant being used in place of a vowel is the L, which gets lengthened a little bit and is a lighter sound, like the L sound in people. That would be U versus U. It's a little bit lighter of an L sound. Now, both these are written in Na'vi by doubling up the letters, so an RR and an LL. and they always follow a consonant. For example, krr or kr are both examples following the letter K. Now, moving on to consonants, Na'vi has 20 consonant sounds, most of which are similar to English consonants. First, the simple ones. These are all what you'd expect from English. F as in fish, S as in sit, V as in visit, Z as in zoo, H as in hat, W as in wood, Y as in yes, and L as in laugh. Then there are the related letters M, N, and NG, as in seem, seen, or sing. They still sound like what you'd expect in English, but there's a little bit of a twist on the NG. In English, you'll never get the NG sound at the start of a word, but it happens all the time in Na'vi. Like some of the vowels, this could sound odd at first and feel odd to pronounce, but many languages do this just fine. For example, the Nosuyi word for teach me is ngama, which starts with that NG sound. In Na'vi, this is most often in the word for you, nga. To say this, you can start by saying something like singal. This has a sound similar to nga in the middle, just a slightly different A in there. If you take this and then try to say it without the C on the beginning and the L on the end, and eventually you'll go from singal to just nga. And it's a good way to practice feeling what it feels like to say the nga part of it. Now, similar to the S sound in Na'vi, there's also a TS, like the ending of its. Like the NG, this is not a sound that you'll find at the start of a word in English, but in Na'vi you can, such as the word tsun. This is said as a single sound. You start like you're saying a T, but then you turn it into an S. You should not be breaking it into two sounds like tsun. It should just be tsun. The normal consonant R sound in Na'vi is what we call a tapped or a flapped sound, completely unlike the R in English, but actually more common in other languages than what we use for R in English. This sounds like ra, ra. Again, if you have trouble with this R, there are many great online resources with different techniques to practice and learn it. With practice, you should be able to say it. Now, another consonant sound in Na'vi that does exist in English but is never actively presented is what's called a glottal stop. This is a forced closing off of your vocal cords in the middle of speaking. Now, you can find this at the start of many English words, but the more obvious presence is in the middle of uh-oh. In Na'vi, this pause is represented by an apostrophe, such as in the word Na'vi. You can use uh-oh to get used to saying it and to feel what it's like to have that stop in the middle. And to practice, say, for example, saying Na'vi, you can start with uh-oh and then change half of it at a time. So going from uh-oh to na-oh and then Na'vi. With practice, you won't notice so much and it'll just become a natural part of how to pronounce the words, just like it is in English. Finally, there is the P, T, and K sounds. Na'vi has two versions of these. The regular form is spoken mostly like in English, but with two differences. To illustrate the first, hold your hand in front of your mouth and say the word pot, followed by the word spot. Now feel the puff of air that comes out when you say pot, but that does not come out when you say spot. In Na'vi, the P is said like the second manner, even at the start of a word. This can be difficult to adjust to, but again, it is just a matter of practice. The other difference is at the end of the word, these consonants are what is called unreleased. Whereas in English, for example, I said pot, you can hear that little extra t at the end. That doesn't exist in Na'vi. For example, let's say I have a word tsat. In Na'vi, this would be pronounced tsat. Now you'll notice you don't hear that extra t at the end, but you do still hear the t. You may not think you hear this, but there is an audible difference, and with practice, you would be able to tell the difference between, say, tsat, tsap, and tsak, which is respectively tsat, tsap, and tsak. Tsat, tsap, tsak. Don't worry if you can't tell the difference right now, because listening for the sounds of a language is as much a practiced skill as making them is. Now, I said there are two versions of P, T, and K. While the first is a softer sound than we have in English, the second is the other end of that. It is what is called an ejective. In Na'vi, these are indicated by the letter X, as in PX, TX, or KX. They sound like this. The easiest way to get a feel for how to say these is to hold your breath and, without using your lungs at all, Say the loudest P, T, and K you can. Like many of the sounds, it is probably something you're unfamiliar with, so expect it to take some time for you to be able to pronounce it easily. But with practice, you won't even have to think about it as you say it. One short little phrase you can say for practice is Tansanap eskekeng, or Eskekeng Tansan. This means three excellent exercises, because it gives you practice in all three ejective consonants. Now, if you have a brief pause before or after you say the ejective, like T-ep, don't worry about it. You should still be understood, and you will get better with practice. Now that you know how to make all the sounds, there's one common mistake to comment on. When you see a series of consonants, they're supposed to be pronounced as they are. No extra vowels, schwa, or other pauses. So for example, there is a word FPOM. You may try to say this as FPOM, but that is making an extra syllable out of it. It's just one syllable. It is pronounced FPOM. Or for another example, TSRANTEN. This isn't Tsranthin or Tsranthin, it's just Tsranthin. Finally, a word on syllable stress. It probably isn't something you think about because it's part of how you learned your words. It's part of how a word sounds. But it is important, especially if you want dessert and you don't want to end up in a desert instead, because the difference between those words is just the stress. I was trying to demonstrate the purpose of stress to someone who is not a native English speaker, and I quoted a line from the movie View from the Top and said, "You put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable." He didn't understand what I was saying because he didn't understand the word syllable. This was a great example of how it can be difficult for someone who isn't a fluent speaker to pick up the mistakes and correct it in their head. So I can't stress the point enough that learning syllable stress is part of learning correct pronunciation. Finally, to bring the point around a not V from English, I had an exchange with Professor Fromer recently where I used the word tikeyanim. This word literally means unboundedness, or as I was using it, freedom. But it took him some time to figure out what the word was supposed to be, because he was staring at the yon part of it and thinking it was related to the word for beloved, yone. However, he posited that, spoken, it would have been much clearer because the stress on the final part, on the nim, would have made it clear what the root word was. If the root truly was yaune as he was initially thinking, the stress would have been on the yaun, not on the nim. That concludes this lesson. I hope you have learned a bit about pronunciation and can feel more confident in your spoken word. Until next time, kia vamote wa engahu.